fellow pilgrim. That's right. Peter addressed Bible believers, saying, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims." And Bible believers can hear the Bible taught every Saturday at high noon and Sunday at 9:30 p.m. right here on 91.5 Freedom FM. Pilgrim.
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship in the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study of Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 13, titled "The Smoke of Her Burning." In this study, we are going to see once again how that the religious political entity known as Vatican City State is the only possible fulfillment of Revelation 17 and 18's woman who is called the Whore of Babylon and also called Mystery Babylon. This woman rides the beast, who will be the Pope, known as the Man of Sin, and the final Pope will be the Son of Perdition, the Antichrist. And when this great city is destroyed, all of the nations will weep and howl. And we will show you why this is the case, and even give some video evidence to demonstrate that we have already seen a preview of this whole incident in Revelation 18, verses 12 and 13, in the past. But before getting into our study, we want to read a letter we love from our sister Elizabeth in Sweden. And as you will see, as we begin our study, Sister Elizabeth made a very nice gift for us of broidered and painted canvas. And with that gift, she wrote us a very kind note that says, "Thank you for reaching out through your ministry with a humble and sound charity. Thank you for always feeding me with the right wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so I'll always have a sound landing." And she references Proverbs 16, verses 16 and 21. She says, "Thank you for all your prayers through the years, and thank you for all the guidance and comfort through the tears." Proverbs 16:24, Hebrews 10:23-25. "Thank you also for always leading and encouraging me away from my fears, reminding me at all times that I have my Lord and Savior always near." Romans 8:35-39, Hebrews 3:13. With much love in Christ, Sister Elizabeth in Sweden. And we thank Sister Elizabeth. Her kind words and very nice gift are just priceless. In a time with such hostility towards Christians, it's very important that we encourage one another. And I'm so thankful to hear back from brothers and sisters in Christ like Elizabeth, who tell us that we are encouraging them in their walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. But those letters, in turn, are incredibly encouraging to me as your Bible teacher and to all of our BBF family. And these studies in Revelation do a great deal to awaken us to the perilous times in which we live and to how important it is to pray for one another and encourage one another in the midst of this battle. So now let's begin our study by taking a couple of minutes and showing you the gift given to us by Sister Elizabeth. And then we'll begin our study of Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 13. This is a two-part study titled "The Smoke of Her Burning."
Amen. Now, I wanted to get this on video because I'll do these at home every once in a while, but I thought I'd share this. I have no idea what's in here, by the way. I just know that it came from Sister Elizabeth in Sweden. And it says fragile, so I'm hoping the U.S. Postal System did not destroy it. And with the help of Charlie, I actually got a little bit of a head start. But let's go ahead and unbox this thing, and let's see what I got here. Oh, that's nice. Oh, you want to see it? Oh, yeah, okay. Look at this. That is handmade, homemade, by Sister Elizabeth. Can you zoom in on this, Johnny, so the people out in TV land can see what, zoom in, and once you get, huh?
She's hired.
Yes, hired. Yeah, I'll have to find out how much she charged for that. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen. And that's sweet. Brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter where they live, wonderful people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Just think about all of our brothers and sisters we have never met. I mean, the ones that are alive and then the ones that have already gone on.
Amen.
It's awesome. God is good. All right, so let's get into the message tonight from Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 13. It's not as happy and smiley as that first little segment. But it is, if you always keep in mind that what we're seeing is proof of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
That book is rock solid. Amen. And there's no bigger fool on the planet than the fool that doesn't believe the King James Bible.
Amen.
That's all it is. And in Revelation 18, verses 9 through 13, we're going to title this, The Smoke of Her Burning. And we're going to read the text beginning in verse 9. So if everybody's there, if you would, go ahead and read that with me. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thyan wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. Now, in this study, we're not going to go line by line on those last few verses, but we are going to, in the next study, look a little more closely at this. Because, again, it is... cannot be overlooked that the Vatican monetary and financial system involves all of this.
Amen.
And it's just an amazing confirmation. And by the way, some people want to say like Dubai, the United States of America confirm this. The souls of men tell you it's a religious and a political entity that we're talking about here.
Amen.
Now, because of ignorance... many doubt that this could refer to the Vatican, and it's because they are ignorant of her vast wealth.
Amen.
Now, all of you know, I show video clips, and I hope you don't mind that, but I just find it very educational, and I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. If someone has done something and it's done well, and I can show you a little snippet of it, and you learn from it, that's what the whole point is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, whenever you're talking about the Vatican, you're talking about the kings of the earth, and they will bewail her and lament for her. And there's a reason why. You follow the money trail.
Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says something, and I admitted this, I think, Sunday to a few folks we were talking to. I think it was Sunday, but I was talking to somebody the last few days. That I'll be honest with you, this verse was one that I had trouble really honestly professing to believe it was absolutely true. Are there verses in the Bible that you find that seems so wild that it's hard to really honestly say I believe that, even though you do, you want to, but it's like, well, is that? Well, here's mine. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
And you're like, well, all? Well, you know how one reason I know that doubt of that verse comes from the devil? Because it's in every single new version.
Yeah.
Every new version of the Bible tweaks that to say, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Oh, really?
not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Amen. And they did it because they think, oh, there's no way you can really... Well, there's a... All the blood of the prophets and the saints coming back to Mystery Babylon, that's another one they find hard to believe. But it's just ignorance. And I plead ignorance. When I had that doubt, it was because I was nowhere near as studied in the history of the world, and I had not read anywhere near the number of biographies that I have now read. I had not known as many people and watched them live as I have now. And now I'm here to tell you that almost, everything that's evil in this world, you chase the money trail.
Yeah.
At some point you're going to find... I was telling Jenny that the history of the world... I'm reading a book called The History of Money. And he makes the statement in this book, and it's absolutely true. We were not taught history the way it should have been taught. We were not taught the reality of history in school. No. Because all history, the foundation and the thing that actually moved and shook everything, like an earthquake shakes everything on the surface of the earth, is money.
Yep.
And it is a fascinating study. When you saw this happen, what they didn't tell you was what was going on behind the scenes with the money that caused that to happen. Every war is because of money. Every religion is about money. Every denomination is about money. And they're all evil.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Kim?
Who's the author of that book? I looked up. There's several books.
I'll have to look on my phone. Remind me afterwards. I'll get the name of the author. I can't, off the top of my head, can't remember the author's name. I'm about halfway through the book. But I need to actually recommend that for everybody because it's a great work. But this is the message that you get when you open your eyes to the reality of this verse in the Bible and as you study history.
Show me the money!
Right there.
Show me the money! Show me the money!
That's it.
Show me the money!
Wasn't that educational? Wasn't that educational? I'm telling you, what you just saw explains everything you see in sports today. Everything's going on in politics today. Who's on TV preaching? The TV preachers. That's what it's all about. Whose books are in the Christian bookstore? It's not the best authors.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Oh yeah, they are. They're awful.
The new versions of the Bible, not only are they based on corrupt text, but it's all about copyright, money. Show me the money. The Rothschild wealth. How many of you heard about the Rothschilds? You know, those dirty Jews that control the world. Amen, that's what they say. I'm not, I don't believe that, but that's what they say. The Rothschilds control the wealth of the world. It's inseparably connected to Vatican wealth. Anybody who tells you the Jews control all the money, they're ignorant. The Jews are not rich. How many of you know Jews?
Yeah,
I've known a bunch of them, and I've only known two that were rich. There are some rich Jews, but they're not all rich. And they are very hardworking. And there are some Jews, just like there are some Gentiles, who are evil. And the Rothschild family is wicked. But they're not the Jews. They're the Rothschilds. And go to your local Jew and ask him to call up the Rothschilds and get you $1 million. They're not going to be able to do it. But that's how people talk. And they don't realize the connection between the Rothschilds and the Vatican and how these control the Fed. And we don't have time tonight we're going to get into this stuff. As you've seen, we bite off a little, you know, as much as we can chew at a time. But I'm here to tell you, your money in your pocket is not American money. It is printed and distributed by the Federal Reserve, which isn't a reserve and isn't federal.
Amen.
The Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the federal government. It's a private cabal, and it is a secret society.
Yes, sir.
You see that Fed chairman? He doesn't run the Fed. He's the puppet for the Fed board.
Amen.
And the Fed board works for people behind the scenes.
Amen.
And you have no idea, and I have no idea who it is, except we do know some of the players, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and some of those folks. They got together in a place called Jekyll Island about 100 years ago, and they did this in secret. And they passed the Federal Reserve Act right around Christmas Eve at around midnight so no one would know what they were doing. Ain't that something?
Amen.
That's just the beginning of, and I don't know, kids, I hope the young people can see as interesting that this really is. I mean, when I was young, no one taught me this stuff. I found out this stuff in my early 20s to mid 20s.
Yeah, me too.
And that's when I started saying, wow,
yeah,
the world is not what I was taught it was.
The Vatican rules over approximately 2 billion of the world's 6.1 billion people. The colossal wealth of the Vatican includes...
Did you get that?
Well,
yes.
I'll say it again.
The Vatican rules over approximately 2 billion of the world's 6.1 billion people. The colossal wealth of the Vatican includes enormous investments with the Rothschilds in Britain, France, and the USA, and with giant oil and weapons corporations like Shell and General Electric.
That's just
the Vatican's solid gold bullion worth billions is stored with the Rothschild-controlled Bank of England and the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. The Catholic Church is the biggest financial power, wealth accumulator, and property owner in existence, possessing more material wealth than any bank, corporation, giant trust, or government anywhere on the globe.
Hope you're getting that.
The Pope, who is the visible ruler of this colossal global wealth, is one of the richest men on earth. While two-thirds of the world earns less than $2 a day, and one-fifth of the world is underfed or starving to death, the Vatican hoards the world's wealth, profits from it on the stock market, and at the same time preaches about giving. How did the Pope and Vatican accumulate all that wealth over the millennium? One method was to put a price tag on sin. Many bishops and popes actively marketed guilt, sin, and fear for profit by selling indulgences. Worshippers were encouraged to prepay for sins they hadn't yet committed and get pardoned ahead of time.
Yeah.
Those who didn't pay up risked eternal damnation in Satan's oven. Pope Leo X rebuilt St. Peter's Basilica, selling tickets out of hell and tickets to heaven. During the Dark Ages, the Catholic Church not only hoarded the wealth they collected from the poor, but hoarded knowledge. They kept the masses ignorant and in the dark by denying them a basic education.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That's the reality. And I'm telling you, the fact that churches are not informing their people of this massively wealthy cult in our midst is just amazing to me. It's all in the bank. Now, I want to tell you this. The news stories that the Vatican puts out are smokescreens to make you think that they have monetary problems. They actually try to make people think that they're in money trouble. That's like me saying, I have $1 billion, but I'm only going to put $500 in my bank account, put the other billion off the ledgers, and so then I write a $600 check, and then I go on the news and say, I need some help, I just bounced a check. If you knew anything, you'd be like, you got $1 billion stashed. What are you doing begging for $100. And that's what the Catholic Church does. It's a big scam, big game. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. This is the last pope we buried, and pay attention to what was buried with him.
ABC News Special, The Funeral of Pope John Paul II. Now reporting from Vatican City in Rome, Charles Gibson.
And a very good, very early morning to all of you in the United States, mindful of the fact it is 3:30 a.m. on the East Coast.
How many remember this?
12:30, just after midnight on the West Coast. But it is 9:30 in the morning here in Rome, and we have this magnificent vantage point overlooking St. Peter's Square and St. Peter's Basilica. It is in front of the Basilica that the funeral ceremony, the funeral rites for John Paul II will be performed in about a half an hour from now. Giovanni Paolo in Italian, Janus Paulus in Latin, John Paul to millions and millions and millions of people around the world. For the past 3.5 days, as you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people have filed past the funeral bier, getting a look at John Paul's body, waiting for hours and hours and hours for only a few seconds in the presence of the body. There will be a pouch of coins that have been minted during John Paul's papacy, also placed in the coffin, as well as a scrolled account of his papacy.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Well, they put in the coffin with him.
Money.
Money minted by the Vatican. There was no Bible buried with the Pope.
That's right.
But there was money. His money, printed by him and by his government. It's symbolic of their power. It is. Yeah, and it is like the Egyptians. Johnny, did you just say that?
Yeah.
It's like the ancient Egyptians who would bury things with their dead so that when they went in the afterlife, they'd have it, you know, to spend or whatever. And that is symbolic of what the reality is, folks. The reality is the Vatican is not about saving souls. It's about owning souls.
Amen, brother.
Read verse 10 again. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." When you understand what's going to happen when the Vatican system collapses, the whole world collapses. There's nothing left for the economies all go when the Vatican goes. And that's why this response that we're reading from the kings of the earth, they've lost it all. The Vatican is not, it's not like the Vatican is micromanaging all economies. It is that the Vatican is inherently tied to all economies, so that if the Vatican were to be destroyed and all of her wealth disappear, then the worth of the money system is gone. And you remember the stories of what it was like in the Civil War if you had Confederate notes when the war ended? People had wheelbarrows full of them, and it was into the hundreds of thousands of dollars Confederate. They're worth nothing.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to the German mark. You know, yeah, and it's happened over and over in other currencies. It's going to happen to the dollar.
Yeah.
There will be a pouch of coins that have been minted during John Paul's papacy, also placed in the coffin.
Just want to make sure you heard that. This is the reality check. The Vatican is the mother church of a secretive cult. All the people like you in the pews of the Catholic churches, they don't know this stuff. But they're like the Masons and the Nazis. They don't want to hear it either.
Yeah.
So you try to share this stuff with the typical Catholic and they don't want to hear it. So that's where you are. That's how secret cults operate. You have a head group that controls everything and knows everything. The Jehovah's Witnesses are the same way. They have a board that controls everything up in Brooklyn, and everybody else just obeys. That's how it works. And the rank and file Catholics are out of the loop. And so when you try to share this information, that's why you preach the gospel.
Amen.
You try to preach this stuff to the Catholics, they're just going to push you away because they think you're crazy. But kings and world leaders are in the loop.
Amen.
Haven't you ever wondered why they pay so much attention to the Pope? Yeah. I mean, where he goes gets international headline news every time he takes a trip. And when he dies, every funeral, they all, from all over the world, we're going to see in a clip in a minute.
That funeral mass we expect to last two and a half, perhaps even close to 3 hours. What you're looking at as we speak here, as we begin our coverage, is the arrival of the dignitaries, foreign dignitaries. There are representatives of close to 100 nations here. There you see Prime Minister Tony Blair and his wife.
How many nations?
The Vatican has given 5 seats to each nation that has sent a head of state, and 3 seats to those without a head of state that has simply sent a lower level delegation. And there is Prince Charles arriving just behind the Prime Minister.
This square is going to fill up fast. There are more than 1 million people waiting to get in. We can see Polish flags, Danish flags, flags from Africa and all parts
United
of Europe.
Nations.
I can see over in the distance a Canadian flag as well, and several Texas flags here in the crowd.
Texas.
This is truly an international crowd of admirers for Pope John Paul, people who have come a long distance in many cases to pay their respects.
Charlie, this crowd is just the same as it looked back in 1978. The St. Peter's Square completely filled.
What?
And it reminds me of the fact that what we're seeing here today is the ancient heartbeat of the church reasserting itself.
That's
no matter how spectacular or pontificate it is, this one was certainly spectacular. The third longest papacy ever, and an amazing figure of a pope who helped advance the cause of nonviolence in
King
the world.
Abdullah.
No matter how spectacular, that pope will be buried with the same basic ceremony that all the others were. So we're seeing here the long continuation of it. I remember those crowds in 1978 filling the square here. The same ceremony with the coffin in the same place it was then. John Paul, of course, amazed the world with his ability to bring out enormous crowds. When he took his first trip in 1979 to Mexico, 5 million people one day. People had never seen such a crowd as that. And throughout his pontificate, he brought out enormous crowds.
5 million people showed up to see the Pope in a country that is dead and is economically depressed because it's Catholic.
Amen.
That's the reason their economy is dead. They're socialist Catholics. Oh, man. You've never seen funerals for presidents, prime ministers, or kings that even compare to those held in honor of the man of sin.
It speaks to their heart.
Yeah. There's something spiritual about it. And when the whore dies, it is not just the pope gone. We're reading about the death of the whore in Revelation 18. It's the Vatican wealth. They showed up because of the Vatican wealth. That's the spiritual line is the love of money. And that's why...
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.